The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Yes, thank you very much, and welcome to the Vet Hospital here in Harrogate. Once again, we're with Bob Partridge. Good evening.
Welcome back. Good to see you again.
So this time then, Bob, we're going to talk about pets that are obese, and in particular, we're going to talk about cats, dogs, and rabbits that have maybe put on a little bit too much weight.
Yes, that's right. I mean, overweight pets is certainly a problem that we see every day.
Okay, so tell me, you know, a lot of us have pets, a lot of us love our pets dearly, and a lot of us want to see our pets happy. A lot of what makes our pets happy is food, and it's quite easy to want to treat your pet and get into giving them a lot of treats and different foods. What is the right amount, and how do we know when it's too much?
Absolutely. Those big appealing eyes looking at us, and the only way we can show love back to them is to give them some food. Absolutely true. That's what tends to drive obesity in all of our pets. And the problem is that we don't see the underlying problems that then causes. And whilst we're giving them that immediate love, we can actually be building up problems for the future.
Okay, so what is the right? Obviously, there's a lot of different pet food on the market for different pets. You know, it's marketed very well. We see it on the television, multi-platforms all the time. I'm guessing that you'd say stick to that as a general diet, but should we be giving them leftover food from our main meals at home, and should we be giving them treats that you can buy from the supermarket? So, for instance, human food.
Well, having a balanced diet, I think, is important. And the commercially prepared foods have often been, well, the good quality commercially prepared foods have actually had a lot of veterinary input to try and get the calorie levels right, the nutrient levels, and so on and so forth. So, generally speaking, you get what you pay for. And going for a good top-end range, you know, you're going to get better quality, generally speaking, you know, with that. The feeding guides that are present on the packs are generally a good starting point. I must admit, I tend to sort of say, look, give roughly 2/3 of what they say. But the best guide is to actually look at the body condition of your pet and to judge the amount of feeding according to that. Same as with ourselves.
Okay, and when do we know when our pet is becoming too obese?
Well, the easiest guide, certainly for cats and dogs, is to put your hand on the side of the chest and to rub it up and down, and you should be able to feel the ribs nice and easily. They shouldn't be sharp, they shouldn't be cutting your fingers when you're rubbing, but equally, you shouldn't have to dig in hard to try and find the ribs. You have to actually locate those solid rib structures on the side of our pets.
And of course, you know, being a pet owner myself, I come to the vets a lot. If people are popping in to see you on a regular basis, I mean, one of the first things that you'll do when the pet comes into the surgery is weigh the pet, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, here at the practice, every pet is weighed at every visit. And sometimes it seems a bit strange that we're weighing them so frequently, but it then gives us a very, very good background check so we can then see whether weights are going up over time or falling, and we can allow that monitoring. But our nurses also are well-trained, and they can help identify problems with pets that are getting a little bit overweight or even touching to obesity, and they can actually help advise owners at that point.
And of course, am I right in thinking as well, you know, we've spoke a lot in this bit about food and obesity being caused because you may be feeding your pet the wrong thing or too much, but exercise is also something to factor into this as well.
Yep, it is. I mean, it's always a balance between input and output. Generally speaking, it's the input side of the equation that is the most important factor. When you think about how much our dogs run around, you know, we go out for a 2-mile walk and they're maybe doing 10 miles running around in circles. So it tends to be, as I say, it's the input side that we can control most easily. And that's the side that we have to look at.
So Bob, what sorts of problems can we see with our pets when they start to get overweight?
Well, there's a whole host of problems, and there's some surprising ones that, you know, we don't actually think about. The commonest thing for cats and dogs, and for rabbits as well, when they get overweight, is to develop arthritis. You can imagine that if you have a joint and then you ask that joint to carry twice the load it should be carrying, it is going to wear out more quickly. And so arthritis is certainly one of the commonest problems. Other things that we can see are problems with the heart. The heart is a pump and it's busy circulating blood around the whole system. And if it's having to supply twice as much body tissue, then again it's going to suffer with that. But not only that, the heart itself is contained in a sac, and that sac then gets fat laid down inside it. So you're asking the pump to do more work, and you're actually making it harder for that pump to work anyway, because you're restricting it by the fat around it. So we can get big problems with our hearts due to the overweight nature of our pets. And one of the ones that we can see, both with cats and rabbits as well, is that as they get overweight, they're less able to be mobile and flexible. And so often we find that they actually have problems with grooming themselves too. And I mentioned there's some surprising ones. One of the things that has very, very strong links, and it's certainly been demonstrated in cats and to a lesser extent in dogs, is that as animals get overweight, they are far more prone to developing diabetes. And sometimes once that diabetes develops, it actually is very, very difficult to treat. So trying to avoid our pets getting overweight, you know, will actually help avoid that sort of problem.
So some really, really sound advice there. And obviously, then problems that you've just mentioned, that's why you should be keeping on top of obesity and making sure that it doesn't happen with your pet.
Absolutely. And one of the best ways to help try and prevent that is to come into the veterinary practice and have your pet checked over by one of the veterinary surgeons or one of the veterinary nurses. And they'll be able to give you proper advice about feeding and exercise and how to try and avoid problems.
Okay, so Bob, how should people get in touch with you and where would they find you at the vet hospital?
Best way to get in touch with us at the vet hospital is to call us on 01423 561414 or have a look on our website www.vethospital.com.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.